Welcome back. 537, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And I'm joined now by Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. All right. I got lots to talk to you about. We'll start with yesterday. The president visited Colorado. His mission, obviously, to deal with the families and victims' families.
That's right. He gets a chance to play consoler in chief. It's a legitimate role that the presidents play. And you know, with this mass shooting they had at the movie theater on Friday in Aurora, Colorado, the president decided at the last minute to fly to Colorado and meet with some of the families and the wounded victims in the hospital. And he did that last night.
Yeah. Did he have any contact with those investigating the shooting, or was just a visit to console the victims and families?
You know, he did meet at the airport where he landed at the Air Force Base with the police chief of Aurora, Chief Oates, and then they rode together in the same car, I believe, to the hospital. I don't know how much they discussed the actual event or the investigation. Interestingly, when the president was meeting with the families in the hospital and some of the people who were recovering from their gunshot wounds, some of the family members persuaded the president and his press secretary, Jay Carney, in their public statements to not refer to the shooter by name. They felt he was getting too much publicity, and they're, you know, obviously in a lot of pain, and then it anguishes them to hear the media referring to this guy with the red hair over and over again, and you know why he might have done it. And so the president and his press secretary agreed, you know, okay, we won't talk about him.
Huh, interesting. All right, now, over the weekend, gun control was a big issue on TV from both the liberal left and the mainstream media. I'm curious, the president appears to be running away from that idea.
He really does seem to be running away from it, yeah. He's, you know, Jay Carney said yesterday the president has no plans to introduce any kind of new gun legislation. You know, but in his comments at the hospital last night, the president said, you know, at the very end as he was leaving the microphones, he said, let's all of us think about over the next few months what we can do, you know, all of us together to stop some of this senseless violence that's marring our country. And, you know, even Michael Bloomberg and a lot of progressives, you know, in the last few days have been saying, well, Mr. President, you're the one with the power to do something about that if you really believe it. And you campaigned on that kind of a promise in 2008. You know, he was gonna go back to the assault weapons ban and so forth. And as president, he has done none of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, conservatives are still fearful that that's his ultimate plan. But, as far as on paper, there hasn't been much to show for any kind of a gun control effort.
Mm-hmm. Now, today he went and he spoke to a veterans group, right?
Right. Today he was in Reno, Nevada, speaking to the Veterans of Foreign Wars annual convention, and he took the opportunity to blame Republicans in Congress for the looming cuts in the defense budget that would take place if Congress doesn't agree to, you know, figure out a way around these cuts that they agreed to last year to raise the debt ceiling, and now they have this January 1st deadline looming for really, really deep cuts of about $600 billion dollars over a decade in the defense budget.
Well, you know what's so funny about that is that the Republicans are blaming him.
Sure, yeah. Mitt Romney, I think he's got a good approach. He's officially referring to them as President Obama's defense cuts, you know, and John Boehner had a press conference last week, and he said, look, yeah, I have to agree with the speaker. He said, look, the reason we're in this boat is because the president will not lead on this issue, and he's really, you can see it every day, President Obama is just standing back and kind of, it seems to me, like almost enjoying the dilemma that Congress has, because, you know, the House is obviously controlled by Republicans and then the Senate by Democrats, and they're not agreeing on it. And that's exactly when you needed somebody in the White House to step in and say, all right, let's all come together now. And he's just not doing that.
Yeah. How does the president do overall with veterans? Do we know?
You know, He gets a fair amount of vote. I think the last election was somewhere in the 40% vote range, because obviously John McCain, the Republican from Arizona, is a veteran, and you know, we all know his story from Vietnam War. So He didn't do that well. He's trying to appeal now more to younger veterans. You know, there's many people who are, you know, have come back from Iraq and Afghanistan, and they're still in the, you know, basically in the prime of their lives, and they're looking for work. And, you know, the First Lady and Dr. Jill Biden, the Vice President's wife, have been doing a lot, you know, out there on the stump to, you know, create programs to, you know, encourage employers to hire veterans. And so they really have been, the Democrats, trying to win over that audience. It remains to be seen whether they will. Now, maybe one thing Obama has going for him this year in the election is that Mitt Romney is not a veteran either.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Yeah, interesting. All right, now, I want to take you to one other thing I know you've been working on, the Obama campaign racking up big credit card fees. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's an interesting little tidbit I found looking through the FEC records this past weekend. You know, the Friday was the deadline for the June filing expenses of the campaigns.
Right.
The Obama campaign has spent almost $500,000 in 1 month on credit card fees to American Express and Visa, because when you donate online to the president's campaign with a credit card, the credit card companies get a fee, a chunk out of that.
Right. And so, and if you, is there an assigned, you know, percentage or something that they get?
I am not sure the percentage. I think it varies between 1% and 2.9% depending on the company. And then the Obama campaign also is using this, they came out in January with a smartphone app that, it's a little device that you plug into your smartphone. It's in the shape of a square, about 1-inch square. And it's a swipe. You actually swipe somebody's credit card in there. And so anybody on the street who's working for President Obama can take these credit card donations, you know, virtually on the spot. And I think that's contributing to a lot of these fees, too. That's a 2.75% fee that goes with those.
Wow. Devices. All right. So if somebody comes up to you from the campaign and they swipe your credit card, then 2.75% of that goes right to the cell phone provider or the credit card company. That's
the credit card company.
Yeah.
Right. You're not paying that extra, but the campaign is deducting that off the top. You know, they have to pay that off the top of your contribution.
And I'm assuming Romney does the same thing?
Romney is doing the same thing now. I think they're a little bit behind in getting that technology working for them. But, yeah, they're using the same device now, too.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah. You were saying in your story that Obama portrays himself as a watchdog of credit card companies and a critic of their fees, but he's turned out they turn out to be a gold mine. You're right.
Really?
All right, good stuff. Dave, always good to talk to you. Thanks for the update.
All right, thanks, Andy.
See you. Dave Boyer, Washington Times, White House reporter. It is interesting, though. You know, there's a lot of cash going to the coffers of Visa and American Express and MasterCard. Man, oh, man. It's an easy business, right? You know, somebody makes a donation. They take a couple of percent. Donation's on its way. Not bad work if you can get it. 545, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT.